Seamus Toomey joins us from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news, and the city has plans for Division Street. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, more protected bike lanes are coming to the city. These are the concrete barriers that separate cars from bikes, and sort of the gold standard for these bike lanes, as opposed to those plastic poles. But this is on Division between California and Grand, which is a particularly dangerous intersection. It's one of the highest crash rates in the city in that area, and this runs through. If you're trying to picture it, this runs through the very bottom south end of Humboldt Park proper. And so the city laid out plans for people who live in the area to show them. It's sort of shrinking the street like they do in some spots and putting in these protected bike lanes, these crosswalk bump outs that people like me can get across the street faster. And really just trying to continue this push to add these lanes on the particularly busy streets around Chicago. So we'll keep an eye on that one. I know bike lanes, they were a little more controversial in the beginning, but I think people are starting to get used to them. It slows traffic a little bit, and from what I've seen with drivers out there since the pandemic, I think a little slowing down might help a little bit.
Yeah, it would. The police want to shorten this year's Pride Parade route. How come?
You know, the Pride Parade has really gotten into quite an event. It's been going on for 53 years through Lakeview and Uptown, and it's really just become a huge undertaking with so many people flocking to it, and with the police officers needing to be there on guard, they're just trying to figure out ways to just sort of tame it a little bit. A couple weeks ago, they proposed knocking down the number of entries from about 200 to about 125. That kind of caught organizers off guard. But yesterday they told the organizers that they want to shorten the route itself. It winds through the neighborhoods up there. But they haven't exactly said how much shorter. But what they did say is that it would save them 48 officers, that they could not have to deploy four dozen officers to guard the routes. It's interesting. It just, at one point they talked about moving the Pride parade down to Columbus, down and through Grant Park, sort of the official city sanctioned parade route, but that got a lot of pushback because it would take it out of the Boys Town area. But just really trying to just get a handle on it, because it really has gotten to be a huge event that's causes traffic problems and security problems, and just keeping people safe.
More at BlockClubChicago.org, including the story of the end of the Friday Morning Swim Club. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.